welcome back to The Blank Canvas, a show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can also listen to all of our archived shows by going to the NAGB's website at www.nagb.org.bs. Yes, it's a really long, difficult website. I'd love to change it, but there we go. www.nagb.org.bs. Go there, go to the Learn menu, scroll down to Blank Canvas, and you can listen to all the archived shows. You can look at pictures of who was on the show. So if you miss part of it, you can go back and listen to it again. You can send it to your friends, etc. While you are on our website, please go and check out the calendar, because there's always things happening at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. For example, this Sunday, we have our Fourth Sundays coming up. Fourth Sundays are when, aside from being free, because the NAGB is always free on Sunday between noon and 5 when we're open, there are also free educators on site, so they can give you a tour, they can answer your questions, because sometimes you don't want to go to a show and look at something and be like, I don't know what that is. So there's people there to give you a tour. They can hang out with your kids. They're not babysitters, but they can certainly explain things to your kids. So it's a good place to go with the family on the weekend. So that's upcoming. And then next week we have our film series. Once a month we have films in the amphitheater. They're always free as well. Unless you want to buy popcorn, then you have to buy for that. But the movie's free. It's in the amphitheater. I cannot remember which movie it is. So go to the website. Go to the website and check, because it'll tell you. And we have talks. We have all kinds of things. So go check it out, because there's a ton of stuff coming up. So we are going to continue speaking about the show we were speaking about before the break, Identity, which is at Dungalik on Friday night, on Friday the 24th, between 6 and 9 it opens. And we're going to meet Enoe Harris-Smith. Hi, Enoe.
Hello.
Well, you're going to meet her. I know already, obviously. But how are you?
I'm good.
How's life?
Life has been good. Ups and downs, but good.
So I told you before we came into the studio that I insta-stalk you. So I'm always watching like your outfits and your haircuts, and I'm like, oh, she's so cool. You're a photographer.
Yes.
What are we – so I'm assuming Identity is going to be lots of portraits, maybe, but maybe not.
Kind of, sort of, yes, but more illustrative work.
Okay.
Just like spiritual.
Oh, so not photos?
No, no,
oh, okay.
No photos
okay.
This time.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, photos this time. Oh, good thing I asked. So what have you been working on then? And what was the inspiration for it?
So for me, inspiration for the works was basically me wanting to try something new. That's everybody's thought of the drawing, painting. I got into photography and I kind of got interest in digital art, graphic design,
mm-hmm.
And I started classes at Synergy,
yep.
And through that, I was like, let me try and make some stuff on the computer. So I started off sketching just portraits of friends, and then I was like, let me show aspects of myself, and that kind of sparked where the work is now, different versions of me, what I've experienced, and like the show title says, my identity.
Okay, so these are also self-portraits.
Yes, for me.
So you really totally like looked at each other's work and you were like, oh my God. So how did you end up looking at each other's work? How did you get, like, how did you know what you were doing and you know what she was doing?
I share with
her
often.
Share, yeah.
Okay, so you're
share
just
sharing each other.
Yeah. That's basically how it happened.
Were you feeding off each other? Mm. Or was it really like you were just doing your thing and you were just doing your thing and you were like, oh my gosh? Or were you like, maybe being like, that's cool. I'm going to try that.
I think it was a little bit both. Like, we were feeding off each other's energy, but mm-hmm. also, like, I was doing
separate?
My thing.
Yeah,
she was thing, and
it came
looked
together,
at her and
was
like, wow.
Just like that.
Yeah, basically.
Do you do portraits of other people? You were nodding your head when I said, do you do portraits of yourself? And she was like, well, I just do it because I don't want to ask anyone else. Is that also your reason? Because you do take photographs of a lot of other people.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know that takes like a lot of trust building and everything.
It does. But I also do portraits of other people. But like I said, like when I got deeper in digital work, I'm like, let me really deconstruct myself and see where I can push this and then go back to like drawing other people.
Mm.
So it's both mediums.
And where do you practice? Are you also like in your room? Do you have a studio?
Yeah. Well, like Spurgeon said, we're both teachers, and in the classroom, I find pretty much the works in the show. I think that 80% of them I did at work, Because like you said, sometimes I'm home, I may be working, and I just get tired, I go in and lay down. Mm-hmm. Whereas like in the classroom environment, if I have like a free period, it's like, I have to be here till 3 o'clock. So let mm-hmm. me be protective. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I still work at home and the classroom. The classroom is like my makeshift studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you find that the challenge too? Like that, again, just that separation of, because one of the things, like if you're a writer, if you're doing anything creative, you're an architect, you're writing, you know, you need that headspace, right? Mm-hmm. And you sort of have mm-hmm. to commit yourself to a certain amount yes. of time. It's a bit, it's like having any kind of practice, like whether it's a yoga practice or a writing practice or whatever it is, like you sort of need to say, well, I'm dedicating this time to it. Do you find it hard if it's kind of happenstance in a way? You're like, oh, I've got a free period to get into the space that you need to be into, if you see what I mean.
I think for me, mm-hmm. I like to constantly do something. Mm-hmm. I find like when, even like creative-wise, if my mind is too idle, it's like, I just need to keep going. So for me, how I was already inspired, I'm like, I'm going to do this. Like I kind of have like a schedule, mm-hmm. and I don't know about everybody else, but for me, I make my art literally through the day. Like once like 9 p.m., 10 p.m. hit, I shut down. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have like a schedule in my head. But like you said, I'm working at home. I can't work in my room. Mm-hmm. So I would go out to the living room or I would mm-hmm. work outside. Because if I'm in my room, that's when the distractions hit. Oh, the TV.
I know, you're like, oh, I need radio. To clean the keyboard of yeah. my computer.
You know, random stuff. Oh, let me play with the turtle. Like, yeah. I just can't work in my room.
And what about you and your students? Same age?
Yeah.
So where are you students, a teacher?
I'm a teacher at SC McPherson.
Oh, I forgot to ask you what you're a teacher.
CH Reeves.
Okay. Same age?
Junior high, yep. 10 okay. to about 14.
And how is that?
It's interesting because they're at the age where their minds are just expanding, man. And like their take on art, like sometimes I would show them different artworks from different people and they'd be like, just hearing their perspective, they'd be like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, that looks like a cookie. And I'm like, tell me more about how it looks like a cookie. And just like hearing like how they, mm-hmm. they use their own visual language, it's interesting for me. I like hearing their thoughts on works. Instead of me having to say, what do you think? I'm like, this, how do you feel? Mm-hmm. What do you get from this?
Do you feel, and this is for both of you, do you ever feel like you've had a student that came to the class like, this is totally lame, but somehow got really sparked?
Every term.
Every class. Yeah. Almost every class.
Yep.
Depends yep. on what you're doing. Some of them, they don't think that, they don't catch, they think it's lame or they're interested.
Or they don't understand why they
but
have
until
to do
they
it.
Or, yeah. actually put their pencil on the paper and start doing something, it kind of clicks for some of them.
It does.
Do you know if it's ever, and you might not, if it's ever actually helped them like get through their other mental chores at school, like that maybe they weren't doing so well, but once they got into that, it kind of helped them focus? Have you had any stories like that?
I remember one student came to me. She was drawing from before she came to me, and she always said that art was her outlet because she was kind of introverted. Mm-hmm. So she would always go in the corner and draw and draw and draw. And just seeing that, I was able to resonate. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, you know, this can be an outlet for other things. And then I have some students where in my class, they are angels, and in the other classes, I don't know what happened. So I find that art in itself is like a gateway, like an escape for many of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it is, I think, one thing that people don't realize, whether it's parents or other educators, that it does really focus you, right? Mm-hmm. And it's something a bit like, you know, again, mm-hmm. like doing a sport. I mean, everyone mm-hmm. understands sport because it's like, oh, yeah, they're going to run around. They're going to get their energy out. But it's also about being focused, right? It's like, yes. you've got to catch a ball. Mm-hmm. You've got to, like, pay attention. Yeah. And that takes you out of whatever else is going on because you're so focused. And I think yes. art does that too, right? Do you ever have conversations with any of your colleagues around that? Do any of your colleagues, like, see that benefit or ask, like, how come they're such an angel in your class and in my class they're a terror? Or
sometimes they ask and I just tell them that, you know, they appreciate what I do and like this is just their niche. Mm-hmm. Like this is just what takes them away. Like maybe that content that you were on was too hectic for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just genuinely didn't understand or just wasn't interested. So I just tell them they just like my class.
Mm-hmm.
You just like Michael Ops.
I also know, I heard, I don't know where I read it, but I did, that doodling can actually, again, focus your brain. So even if, and that's why people doodle sometimes mm-hmm. when they're on the phone, because in fact it does help them listen. It, mm-hmm. And so, but the natural instinct to a lot of people that don't understand art is to be like, you're not paying attention.
Yes.
Do you ever, do you know of any other teachers that might be like, don't draw in my class? That you've tried to kind of engage with and say, well, actually, you know, maybe maybe the student needs this. Maybe this actually focuses the student's attention. No, they're both laughing. you don't have to call any names. I'm just curious.
No, I've heard a lot of students come back because, especially around BJC time. Well, I mean, I would understand BJC time. I'm not new to that. If they have an assignment that they take home for homework or something like that. They would come back and say that, you know, they can't finish it or didn't because they weren't allowed to do it in another class or mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes it's...
I think one thing that we struggle with is that there's still this mentality that art isn't an important subject. So I won't call them names, but I've had certain educators come to my class, especially if they're in grade 9, and say, I need to take him so he can do this. He can always come back to you.
Mm-hmm. And during BJC time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's why.
Which is maybe when they need that quiet time as well.
Because
right?
they're stressed, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
we're also BJC subject.
No, you're also, exactly. And you know
and
what?
They don't understand
I say this sometime on the show. Listen, I've got a good job. If my parents had tried to talk me out of going down the art route, because not mm-hmm. everyone that is doodling or enjoys art is going to be an artist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They may end up being, it might be just the gateway to like wanting to write about art, wanting to mm-hmm. Be a fabricator, a lot of other things, right? And
yes.
there's actually good jobs at the end of that. So, yes. you know, and in the Bahamas, you can see it's growing too, right? Mm. With Dungalook, with the current now, the current mm-hmm. employs like yes. 20 people or something. And
yes.
like, we employ 20 people. I mean, again, it is expanding.
It is.
So I would encourage parents not to be frightened by that, and educators. Because again, the science is all there. It does show that if you expose the brain to that kind of activity, it actually will learn better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so maybe I should got to send you some of those studies and you can whip that out around BGC time. Like, so
you should see this.
They're going to do better in math if they stay in this class mm-hmm. another 40 minutes.
Yes. They will.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else? What if money was no object? What would you want to get your kids?
My students.
Ooh. My students, ceramics, a station for ceramics, because a lot of them have asked about it.
Mm-hmm. And because it's so different, right? So
yeah,
tactile.
A
and
lot
so,
of them, especially yeah, at yeah. certain times when I carry clay in the classroom, like to try mm-hmm. and try and make mm-hmm. something of my mm-hmm. own body of work, mm-hmm. They're truly fascinated by it. So mm-hmm. if there were funds for that, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
What about you, anyway?
For me, I would probably get two things. I would get, paint canvas, like a real like painting studio, because a lot of them like they're fascinated about that. They like drawing, but it's like, we're gonna paint, how are we gonna paint?
Yeah.
And then I'll also get a lot of computers, because I find, and I guess this was growing from when we were younger, like anime is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them, like, they do the anime drawings or whatever, and they always mm-hmm. talk about, oh, I want to make this into a cartoon. So just having like someone to do that.
And you know, there's a good job at the end of that too.
Exactly.
Right?
Great job.
Great job being an animator. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm always blown away when I look at animated movies and the credits come up and you're sitting there for like 40 minutes in the cinema, like, employs so many people, right?
It does.
So yeah, it's interesting. Okay, good. Well, great. So anyone listening? Ceramic studio? Painting studio? For the schools.
Yes, yes.
So you've heard from Spurgeonique Morley and from Enoe Harris-Smith, and they are the two artists who will be exhibiting on Friday night at Dungalook, and the show is called Identity, and you're going to see lots of self-portraits. But you're also going to meet interesting people, which is, again, another good reason to go and get involved in the art community. You don't necessarily have to, like, have a lot to say about everything and be like, so in that painting I see blah, blah, blah. You just need to go and, like, look at some things and meet some nice people and have some good conversation. And the artists always really appreciate it, because they always appreciate, I mean, Spurgeonique spoke to it a little bit, which is like the piece isn't complete almost without a viewer. It's like your relationship with your students, right? Artists love to get feedback, you know, even from people who aren't, you know, don't feel they're trained or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everyone has the capacity to see something in a work of art, to get something out of a work of art. And so I just really encourage people to engage. So that's at Dungalik on Friday night, the 24th, between 6 and 9. That's the show Identity.
See you there.
Yep, see you there. Exactly. Exactly. We better see you there. We're going to go for a quick break, and then we're going to hear about yet another show opening in Nassau this week. In fact, tomorrow night, Thursday, at Hillside House. And you'll hear about that after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And we'll be right back after this break.